know. I guess nobody heard me. I don't know. All right. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the meeting of the Board of Directors of WMATA. The first item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. So I'd like to move the agenda at this point. Is there a second? Any discussion of the agenda? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Next item on the agenda, the approval of the minutes for December 15, 2016, executive session, and the January 12, 2017 executive session. So I'd like to move approval of the minutes. Is there a second? Any discussion on the minutes? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Next item on the agenda is the public comment, and we start out with Mr. Michael Bell. Mr. Bell, are you here? Where is he? Oh, over here. If you can go over the microphone over there, Mr. Bell.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Bell. Welcome to WMATA.
All right. Sir, this is the fourth time that I spoke before the board.
Maybe speaking to the mic there, I can't.
Oh, this is the fourth time that I spoke before the board. Last time was October. And I'm still trying to collect my workman's compensation pay.
I'm still having a hard time hearing you, Mr. Bell.
I'm still trying to receive my workman's compensation pay. The only thing I've received from WMATA is a letter saying that I signed some papers, which I have not signed. And each time the board has told someone to help me. The last time I think was that lady sitting beside you. Well, they wait till after everybody's gone, then everything seems to change. By law, you're supposed to give me a copy of my workman's compensation files and my pay. That's all I'm asking for. Can that happen today? And if so, before this board meeting is over with. It's been a long time. And there's no reason why I'm not getting paid. There's no reason why I can't receive a copy of my files. I tell you, this letter saying that I signed something is not true. The files were short. So I don't know what's the problem that I can't get a copy of my files or my workman's compensation pay. That's all that matters.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Bell. Mr. Wiederfeld, can we have someone help Mr. Bell?
See, that's what you say all four times. Okay. And soon when everybody's gone, that someone changes everything. So I'm asking, can that happen before the meeting is over with?
Well, I'm not sure we can do it before the meeting's over with, but maybe when the meeting ends, someone from Mr. Wiederfeld's staff can help you out. Okay?
Same thing.
That's the best I can do at this point.
So the answer is no, that I can't get my files.
Well, that's not a decision I can make. It's up to the general manager and his staff. Okay? All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Bell.
Who's the gentleman?
Okay. Our next speaker is Michael Sindrom. Mr. Sindrom, welcome to Metro.
I don't feel welcome. Michael Sindrom, disabled veteran, served our country more than most. You have, Mr. Chair, the minutes of the board, but what about the minutes for the public? How about having a portion to encapsulate a synopsis of who speaks and says what? Hey, you do it for the board. Why not for we the people? You are there because I and we are here, hey? I'm physically traumatized because I, you know, was approached by Ellen Hoppe and Tracy Foster just before speaking now. There's an issue that CFO Anna Psyche needs to resolve. The rest of them, Don Miles and Hoppe and Foster, spin me, just like the gentleman said here earlier. It gets old, Mr. Evans. You know, the rhetoric is sweet in the ears, with sour in the belly, mental gymnastics, and I got a real gut ache, right? So, again, Mr. Anasike seems to take care of things. He phoned me yesterday. He assured me he would. I don't want to be threatened and stalked and accosted and harassed by Tracy Foster or Ellen Hoppe or Don Miles or none of those jokers. They need to be fired, riffed, okay? So enough said about that. I trust you'll take it. We're going to have a board session, a council meeting, right, oversight budget soon. So I'm sure we'll be revisiting this. False arrest. I passed up some documents. I trust you read them right in front of you. There's a letter to the good chief of May 20th of last year. Haven't heard a word. Not a word. So let's get something in writing. Notwithstanding a board member I wrote to on January 28th of 2011. What's today's date? January the 26th of 2017. You know, 6, 7 years and still haven't got an answer. Maybe it wasn't done under your watch, but you're the chair now. So you want to be chair. You got to handle your business. Don't let your business handle you. The Guardian Angels, they seem to be stonewalled by Metro Transit, who's out of control. In fact, I called the chief's office yesterday, and it was a laughing matter about the arrest. The arresting lieutenant was given an award and a reward for a false arrest, of which case was no papered. What's up with that? Okay, and again, the letter in front of you to the good chief of last year remains pending and acted upon. Last but not least, Mr. Requa is departing. He's done a yeoman's job. He's going to be sorely missed, and I don't know if anybody can take his place, but he's a good dude, and we need more people like him. So again, I hope, Mr. Chair, you'll take to heart what I have touched upon, and you'll take some action, just like the gentleman before me, meeting in and meeting out, you know, the same issue. And this is why Ramada is in the paper continually. Now something seems to give, because it falls on 10 ears. It's a malady that ought not be. So you've got documents in front of you, and I expect a written response timely in this lifetime. You're going to say something.
No, I was going to thank you for coming.
You were?
Yes.
Well, I hope I can thank you for a response in this lifetime.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Sindhi. Yeah. All right. That's all our public witnesses for today. We now have a report by the Accessibility Advisory Committee, Mr. Sheehan.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yes. Welcome, Mr. Sheehan.
It's good to be here. Thank you. Just like you, our committee has been budget over the last couple of months. So that's the points I want to raise are directly related to budget matters, even though we're working in other areas. One of our members, and I think the committee as a whole, interested in dedicated funding, as you are. And I, in thinking with the disability community, over the next 3 or 4 months, disability community will be making visits to the Hill. And so I think it would be very useful if we could be supplied with talking points, maybe 5 or 6 talking points, that we could distribute to members of the AAC. So as they go and talk to their legislatures on disability issues, and if they're from Washington, D.C., they can also speak coherently with the same set of facts to advocate for dedicated funding. We realize that that's the big picture. And this is something that I know you need. It's something that we need, so we can have a system that's going to be financed, and you don't have to go, as they say on the radio, hat in hand to the 8 jurisdictions trying to get the money that you need. So the AAC does want to help to advocate for that. Talking points that we could get from management down to us, and I'm sure even RAC members, would be great, so we can go to Congress with the same message that you are. As far as the budget goes, AAC's initial position or position all through this is we don't want to see a funding increase. We understand that there may be a funding increase, but if we can avoid it, we would be pleased. But if we have to have one of the areas that would be impacted the hardest would be Metro Access. Anything that's done on bus and rail is doubled for Metro Access, as far as the fares are concerned. One of the methods that we're looking to mitigate that would be changing how the calculation for Metro Access fares is being calculated. Right now, it's the fastest trip. What we would advocate for would be twice the bus system. We think that's twice the bus fare. We think that that is fair because, one, with trains and SafeTrak and all that, getting the trains to operate twice, you know, on a efficient, effective way, and calculating twice the fastest route sometimes is problematic. So we think that the bus route has been fairly stable. If we could use the calculations on twice the bus fare, that would be our first choice. Our second choice would be to change the multiplier. rather than if we're going to keep the fastest route, rather than have the multiplier be 2 times, we would like to see if we could have it 1.5 or 1.25 times fastest. What we're looking at is to see whether we can keep the Metro Access fares at their current rates. Or even our third alternative would be to take the 650 max that we have right now and reduce that to perhaps $6. And that would help members of the disability community and that population be able to afford Metro Access. Those are really the areas that we're most interested as far as Metro Access is concerned. As far as any changes in the bus schedule and the bus routes, one of the things that we talked to bus folks about, I think it was a couple years ago, was ensuring that if there are Metro Access users along a bus line, that we make sure that those Metro Access users are not impacted, that their service is not canceled because a bus route is canceled. What we would love to see is that the buses parallel the trains in areas where safe track is going to be happening so that we have a fallback position so that people who take the fixed route can also utilize the bus system to get from point A to point B when the rail system is being being fixed and upgraded. Those are my comments for right now. We're doing an awful lot more, but we understand that this month it is budget, budget, budget. Questions for me?
Any questions for Mr. Sheehan? Seeing none, I think your suggestion is a great one. We will get you some talking points when you go visit members of Congress.
Great.
That could be a great help.
We appreciate that. Good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next report is by the Writers Advisory Council, Mr. Fogel. Welcome to Metro.
Thanks very much, Mr. Chairman. RAC held its first meeting of the year on January 4th. We were pleased to have the general manager there to provide us with an update on the progress Metro has made and his plans for the future. He also had an opportunity to meet some of our new members. In addition, we had board member Paul Smedberg from Virginia in attendance, and he gave us his views on the future of Metro. New RAC members, Dexter Williams representing the District of Columbia and Yvette Washington representing Prince George's County, were introduced and became official members of RAC. One of the major issues we deal with in our first meeting of the year is nominations of officers. No one was nominated for chair of RAC for 2017. However, the nomination was postponed till February's meeting, and we have several candidates who are interested in becoming chair, and I think that will be taken care of next week at our meeting. Meanwhile, I was designated as interim chair until a chairman is appointed. We did approve the vice chairs from the District of Columbia and Maryland, we had to postpone, again, our designation of a vice chair from Virginia because the six Virginia members, there were six openings for the six Virginia members of RAC that had not been appointed yet, and we decided it was only fair not to designate a vice chair from Virginia until they had their members on the RAC. As I understand it, this morning you will officially appoint the six Virginia representatives, and we appreciate that. Our five standing committees are meeting this month or between the last meeting and the next meeting to organize themselves and appoint a chairman for each of the six committees. Barbara Hermanson, our former chair, did an orientation for new and current members. I want to thank you, and I want to just commend WMATA for its performance this past weekend at the inauguration and the Women's March. I think you did a great job. Not only did you do a great job, I think you increased the credibility of Metro in the future. And I think a lot of people, both riders and elected officials at the local level, and the state level, and the federal level, probably will look at WMATA slightly differently after the terrific performance of this past weekend. That's the end of my report, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Okay. Any questions?
Answer any questions.
Mr. Fogel. Okay, seeing none, thank you very much for your
thank you very much, Mr.
report.
Tom? Tom and I have known each other too long.
All right, thank you very much. Next item is the report by myself, the chair. So first, to our general manager and to all Metro employees, on behalf of the board, I want to take this opportunity to thank you and all of your extraordinary work over the weekend to ensure that both the presidential inauguration and the Women's March on Washington were such a great success. And as I speak, a letter is going, yes. As I speak, a letter is going out to all of our employees from the board, again, thanking them for their superior service and all that they did to make Friday and Saturday such a tremendous success. And so by now you've heard that Saturday, January 21st, was the second busiest day in the history of the Metro Rail system. I believe it carried over a million people, if I'm not mistaken, second only to the first inaugural of Barack Obama, right? So terrific job. If anybody was around on a Saturday, which I was, it was an extraordinary sight to see. The march had to be canceled because there was nowhere to march. There was just so many people on every street that you couldn't go anywhere. And Metro just did a superb job. I think the biggest problem we had was not Metro. It was people trying to get into the stations. There was such a backlog of people trying to get down. But once they got in, the trains worked. Everything worked. I mean, the escalators worked. Everything worked. It was really a superb job on behalf of Metro. The largest crowd ever in the history of the world, anywhere. The greatest crowd. Okay, the ability of Metro to hear from concerned citizens about expected crowding, develop a plan in less than a week and execute it seamlessly to transport over a million riders goes a long way towards showing the entire country that Metro has begun to get back to good. We all know that operating a transit system is about getting people safely from one place to another, but what great transit systems do is provide that safe, reliable service while remaining constantly focused on the customer. Between the responsiveness that the agency provided in hearing from customers and the reports of exemplary customer service from station managers, rail and bus operators, and Metro Transit police officers, on both Friday and Saturday, Metro showed that it can truly be a great transit system. So in closing, I'd just like to say again to the thousands of hardworking men and women that put in extra hours, provided exemplary service, and demonstrated that Metro is a crucial part of both our region and our country, and we want to thank you for that. My own comments, just observations again, where would we have been in this region without Metro? Either day, where would we have been? And that shows you again how important it is. And the second part, again, my own observation is, this cost us money. As you know, even though we had a huge amount of ridership, the ridership doesn't go anywhere near to cover the cost of the overtime, et cetera, that we have to put in order to provide that service. So at the end of the day, on both Friday and Saturday, we lose money. And no one reimburses us for this. The inauguration was not a local event. It was a federal event. But we, with the exception of some police, we do not get reimbursed for that. We, Metro, pick up the cost. And Saturday, same thing. It's not really a local event. It was a national event. But again, Metro picks up the cost. We have to absorb this. And I think it's just a good point for all of us in the region, Maryland, D.C., and Virginia, and more importantly, the federal government, who pays nothing on the operating side again, that Metro absorbs that cost. And we're happy to do it, but we do have a financial issue that we have to address somewhere down the road. So next, board would like to recognize our former Metro executive, Jack Requa, for his service to the authority. And you know he's a good guy. If Michael Sindrom points out he's a good guy, right? And you know you're a good guy. Mr. Requa, please stand. Jack joined Metro in 1998 and retired earlier this month. Most of you know him for his years of leading Metro's bus operations department. Jack also served at the board's request as interim general manager for two terms. As recognition for his service, I would like to move the following commendation. Whereas Jack Wekra retired from the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority effective January 6, 2017, and whereas Jack has been a key member of Metro's team since 1998, and whereas during his tenure as the Assistant General Manager for Bus Services, he, along with his team, built Metrobus into a customer-focused organization that delivers reliable service using modern equipment and updated facilities. And whereas in his most recent assignment as Executive Managing Officer, Jack oversaw the efforts to streamline and improve Metro's business processes so that Metro could deliver the highest quality service while acting as a careful steward of the region's resources. And whereas Jack has twice been called upon by the board to serve as interim general manager in 2006-07 and during most of 2015, and he was ably led the organization through some of its greatest challenges. Whereas in addition to his leadership at Metro, Jack has led bus systems across the country and the world, including those in Boston, Houston, St. Louis, Everett, Washington, as well as in Saudi Arabia. And whereas Jack provided thoughtful, responsive, and reliable leadership during his tenure at Metro that served to keep the organization steady during demanding times, now, therefore, be it resolved that the WMATA Board of Directors offers its sincere gratitude to Jack Wekra for his service to Metro and to the residents of the metropolitan Washington region. And be it further resolved that the WMATA Board of Directors commends Jack Wekra for guiding Metro while in leadership and for his work to lay the foundation for the organization's renewal. And further resolved that the WMATA Board of Directors offers its best wishes to Jack Wekra as well-deserved and relaxing retirement. Do I have a second? Any discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye. Aye. Thank you very much. And Jack, if you'd please join me to accept this commendation. Okay, next, we have several appointments to the Riders Advisory Council, or RAC. We have a number of vacancies we need to fill in Virginia. Therefore, I move that we appoint the following Virginia Riders to the RAC. Lorraine Silva, Deborah McKenzie, and Sawyer Baker of Arlington, Richard EZK and Nick Bertani of Fairfax, and Paul Missener of Alexandria. I may have mispronounced some names. I apologize. But those are the individuals who are being appointed to RAC, so I move those names at this time. Do I have a second? Any discussion? Okay, seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Finally, I'd like to reiterate what my colleague, Mr. Goldman, said at the Finance Committee meeting. Please join us on Monday for Metro's budget public hearing. The open house begins at 4:30 p.m., and the hearing starts at 5 p.m. So it's here in the Metro building. So I encourage everyone to submit their comments either at the hearing or at the online at www.wmata.com/budget in order to assist the board in its decision-making on the FY18 budget. That concludes my remarks. Thank you very much. So I'd like to turn the floor over to our general manager, Mr. Wiedefeld.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to make a few comments about the inaugural weekend as well. Clearly, it starts with the board giving us the support every year to have the equipment, the people there to do the work, and so thank you. Clearly, a lot of sacrifice on particularly a lot of our managers that spent months preparing for that, but the thing that I'm most proud of is the performance of our frontline people, both with the public and behind the scenes who you didn't see, to make sure that everything was working well, and I think it just reflects the pride that they take in the organization and the pride they take in their job, so I thank them as well. On the safety front, I'm pleased to announce that we continue to make steady progress on the meeting the corrective action plans, both the NTSB and the FTA. As you know, we regularly post these now online, so you can follow us literally daily. But I do want to bring to your attention some recent developments there. in December and the first 3 weeks of January 17th, we've closed a number of caps. This includes one NTSB recommendation to bring our tunnel ventilation systems in the state of good repair and ensure its compliance with the industry best practices and standards. So to have that closed is a very big one for us. In addition, 16 FTA corrective action plans have been closed as well in the last 6 weeks. And these include improving the way that we recruit our rail traffic controllers, which was an issue as well that we wanted to get on top of very quickly. Developing new process to ensure maintenance teams have adequate stocks and materials that they need as they're out there doing work, and the testing of metal ceiling tiles at all stations ensure that they won't come loose and fall into the track bed. In total, since March of 2016, 29 caps have been closed, and another 86 caps have been submitted for review by the FTA. So again, we will continue to work on this to get this. We still have a number outstanding, but we are pursuing this very aggressively. One other issue on safety is a roadway worker protection program. We have recently received, through a competitive grant process from the FTA, $1.9 million to do a program, which basically our safety department is working on, which is, in effect, allows the track worker and the train operator to communicate electronically so the train operator knows there's someone on the tracks and the track inspector, whoever's on the track, to know the train is coming. So we are basically testing some different technologies to do that, and I want to thank the FTA for giving us the dollars to do that. One other area in the safety is from the bus perspective. We've recently completed 16, and we've reduced the assault on bus operators by 14%, which is very good. This is a major issue. It's a very tough job for some of our bus operators in certain conditions. It was achieved basically by working with the bus transportation people and our transit police. We held forums, we held town halls, we held workshops. We actually worked closely with the state's attorney's office, so we all understood some of the issues that we're dealing with. So that's very good, and we will continue to try to drive those numbers down further. In terms of the financial, you just mentioned that on the budget process that we do have the public hearing this Monday. I also just want to mention that we do have a informational open house that actually starts at 4:30 and will run to 6:30 if anyone, and we'll have our different people there to answer any questions that people might have, and that the public comment period ends February 6th. So we need to get people's comments in so the board can take those into consideration. And with that concludes my remarks.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Reedfield. Any questions for the general manager? Tom?
Track safety grant, how many track workers, will all of them have this technology?
It's a pilot, basically.
Pilot?
Yeah.
Okay, so it'll be, what, 12 people?
I don't know the hard numbers, but basically it's to make sure, we want to make sure that we're monitoring how it's working, you know,
before
we introduce it through the whole system.
Okay, thanks, Paul. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then, Mr. Wiedefeld, our next item is the employee spotlight.
Okay, great. Today's employee spotlight recognizes Montgomery Division bus operator, Mr. Martin, who's here with us today. Earlier this month, just days before operator Martin marked his 13th year anniversary at Metro, he encountered an alarming and dangerous scene on the job. It was Friday, January 6th at approximately 8:30 a.m. Mr. Martin was driving the Y7 route in Silver Spring. While at Castle Boulevard and Castle Ridge Circle, he was shocked to witness a dog attacking children. Without a second thought, he secured his bus and immediately ran to the aid of the children. In an instant, the dog retreated from the children but turned its attention to Mr. Martin, who sustained non-life-threatening injury during the incident. Mr. Martin is a true hero. When confronted with a situation that requires an immediate response, the actions taken can demonstrate the integrity and the character of a person. Because of his quick action, the children were removed from harm's way, and while Mr. Martin sacrificed his own well-being to keep the children safe, I'm thankful he's here today with us. Operator Martin, please join us.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And our next item on the agenda is a report by the Capital Program Planning and Real Estate Committee, Mr. Costa.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good morning, everyone. Following two actions were referred to the board at the January 12, 2017 meeting of the Capital Program Planning and Real Estate Committee. The first, approval of Capitol Heights Public Hearing Staff Report and Associated Actions. Staff seeks approval of the following three actions in order to further joint development at the Capitol Heights Metrorail Station. Approval of the Compact Public Hearing Staff Report for proposed changes to facilities at the Capitol Heights Metrorail Station. An amendment to the Mass Transit Plan to close and remove the 372-space park and ride lot to make way for joint development, and the conveyance of Metro-owned Davie Street adjoining the Metro Station to the town of Capitol Heights. I move approval.
Oh, is there a second? I'm sorry. Is there a second? Any discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it.
Second item, approval of the New Carrollton Public Hearing Staff Report and Associated Actions. Staff seeks approval of the following actions in order to further joint development at the New Carrollton Metrorail Station. First, approval of the Capitol Public Hearing Staff Report for proposed changes to the facilities at the New Carrollton Metrorail Station. Second, amendments to the general plans and adopted regional system, also known as the Mass Transit Plan, at the New Carrollton Station, and amendment to the joint development agreement with New Carrollton JV LLC. I'd like to note that to reflect a change in the phasing of the project and to eliminate a $2.7 million credit that Metro would have provided to the developer, thereby increasing Metro's proceeds. I move approval.
Is there a second? Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you, Mr. Costa.
Thank you.
Next item on the agenda is a report by the Governance Committee, Mr. Price.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Before I get started, I would like to extend my sincere appreciation to the members of the committee. It was quite a robust examination of potential candidates for the slots for our officers for the coming 2017. So I'll read my script now from here. The following action was referred to the board at the January 12th meeting of the Governance Committee. The 2017 slate of officers, Article 4 of the bylaws, provide for the annual election of a chair, first vice chair, and second vice chair. The Governance Committee has the responsibility for nominating these officers to the board. After thoughtful consideration and a robust discussion as well, the committee nominated the following individuals to serve as the board's 2017 officers. It's my pleasure to say that Chairman Jack Evans, Vice Chair Katora Harley, and Second Vice Chair Jim Corcoran. I move that the board elect these individuals as its officers for 2017.
Motion's been made. Is there a second? Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Anything else, Mr. Price?
I would like to just express our sincere appreciation for these officers. Last year was a very challenging year for us as a company, as an authority. And under your leadership, Mr. Chairman, we appreciate sincerely how you've represented us, how you have caused discussions around Metro to be elevated from the point of view of dedicated funding and so forth. And so we're very appreciative of that. And given a new paradigm, not only in the country and here in D.C., the challenges will be even greater. And we certainly believe that you're the man or the person for this job going forward. So I just wanted to just close out with that and I'd like to thank all the 2017 officers for agreeing to serve again for another year. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Price. Okay, and the last item on the agenda is the reports by the jurisdictions, starting with myself for the District of Columbia. So first of all, I want to thank all of you for your confidence in voting to have me as your chair for another year. I look forward to working with all of you and having a very successful year. We have a lot to look forward to. Again, hearkening back to Friday and Saturday, Metro, it was our finest hour, and I think we've proved to the region we've made enormous progress, and we are going to continue to make progress. And I think Mr. Wiedefeld and his team deserve enormous amount of credit for taking us from where we are to where we were to where we are. And I can only expect in the year ahead things are going to even improve dramatically. So I'm excited about the year ahead, and I'm sure all of us are. From the district's point of view, again, I want to take this opportunity not only, again, to thank all of Metro employees, but thank everybody in the District of Columbia, too. Our local employees worked Friday and Saturday as well to make everything a success. And our police force in particular showed incredible professionalism and restraint in many respects in dealing with the protesting individuals and kept order, for lack of a better way of describing it. And on Saturday, we didn't have one arrest. We had a crowd that could not have been better, best way I can describe it. And I think all of that is a real testament to everyone who works in this region. So I want to take this opportunity to thank everybody. It really made the Washington region shine, and it was, again, one of our finest moments. So from the district, I'm excited about the year ahead, as is the district, and look forward to working with the rest of the region and really taking Metro to be the great system we know it all can be. So thank you very much, and WSTC, Ms. Harley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I too would like to express our gratitude from the state of Maryland to Mr. Wiedefeld and Metro. There are a lot of times in this DMV area where we find time to argue over petty things. However, I could not have been more proud as a member of this board over the weekend's events, the handling of Metro, the support that was provided by the District of Columbia, by people in Maryland, by people in Virginia, the united show of coordination and support. It was a very seamless, beautiful operation to watch. I was especially proud to see a lot of the 7,000 Siri cars on display. It just made our city look really, really well. And even though we have our differences, it was nice to see for a small snapshot that we came together to give the nation a picture of what it looks like when we all work together. So thank you on behalf of Maryland.
I also would like to express our gratitude to all the employees and team at Metro for everything that went so well over this weekend. Also, I'd like to bring to mind that Paul and I spent some time down in Richmond earlier this week, talking to some of the leadership down there, talking about some critical issues with Metro that are coming forward. And lastly, last night, recognized the Northern Virginia Transportation Commission, NVTC, for a public forum that they held on the Metro upcoming 2018 budgets and other operational issues around that. And there was a good deal of public input and interested individuals participating in that. So, Kathy, any comments on last night?
Only to say that we also heard some very good praise from them regarding the weekend. Yes. We really had that affirmation.
Okay, thank you very much. And finally, Ms. Comedy for the federal government.
Yes, I will echo the comments with the gratitude and pride over the events of the weekend. I think to have 2 days like that that went flawlessly is really remarkable. So congratulations to you and to the whole organization. I do have two brief notes from conversations yesterday with DOT. Elaine Chao will be confirmed next Tuesday, the 31st. In the meantime, Michael Puerta, who's the FAA administrator, is acting secretary. He's the only administrator left standing, so he's the one who's he has a term appointment, which is why he's still there. The only other new addition to DOT from the administration is a chief of staff named Mike Bright. I don't know him. Apparently he worked on the Hill, and I think he was in the Bush administration at the White House. The FTA folks think the legislation establishing the Safety Commission will move through the Virginia legislature very soon and be on the governor's desk in March. They think the same will occur in Maryland by April. I don't know if representatives have other views, but this is what FDA said yesterday. And they think in the best of all possible worlds, if everything works, they'd have the organization ready to go in the summer. But that's really an optimist view. That's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. If there's no other business, we now have a request for the executive session. So in accordance with the bylaws, I, Jack Evans, request that the Board of Directors convene an executive session to discuss the following matters pursuant to Article 2, Paragraph 9, Subsection B, litigation, investigations, and other legal matters requiring the provision of legal advice or consultation with counsel and staff members, and H, development of WMATA position or strategy on pending or proposed federal and state legislation. So I move this at this time. Is there a second? Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Okay, so we will adjourn to our executive session upstairs, and thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.